A conversation that is hopeful. Psalms, chapter 42, verses 1 to 6. Let us turn to the Psalms, chapter 42, verses 1 to 6. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon from Mount Mizar. A survey was done and the results says what the most difficult thing in life is: living with a person that is unable to have a conversation. The survey result says a person that dominates a conversation by talking about himself or herself and does not listen to what other people say is a most difficult person. These days, it has been said that people have a lot of houses but there is no family. A meaning of family is not in a building but it is where happy love, laughter and communication of a conversation is in. But when family members gather together in one place, TV, internet, smartphones tie our hands, feet, eyes and mouths up and they take away our precious time. If we get to share a conversation, they do not know how to pay attention to other people's talk and due to their stubbornness or self-centeredness, we get to see that these cause our relationships to deteriorate. Whether it is in a family setting or in a society, when a conversation is not made, issues arise. The more complicated time it is, like modern society, we need to have conversations that are hopeful. In general, the thing that causes children to go off the track and source that destroys our families and also that causes instability in our society is not having a conversation. We need to restore hopeful conversations. A conversation is a restoration of love. There is this saying: a bias makes a wall in a conversation. And a misunderstanding comes from a lack of conversation. Loneliness comes from a lack of conversation. Tragedy comes from not having a conversation at all. These have been said. There should be three kinds of conversations for people's lives. It is a conversation with my own self, a conversation with neighbors and a conversation with God. Through these conversations, communication needs to be done at all times. When these three kinds of communication is made well, not only faith, but family, society as well, all will become healthy. In contrast, when communication of a conversation is blocked, relationship will get distorted. The main passage of today is about a poem of David. At that time, son of David, Absalom betrayed him. He wrote this poem when he was away from Jerusalem. In a situation where he was extremely depressed, we can see that he confessed to God about his thirst of his soul towards himself and to God. In verse 1, it says, "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God." In a depressing situation as well, he did not let go of a tie of hope and towards himself, he shouted like this: "Put your hope in God." We can see that he communicated continuously with himself. Also, how many instances do you get to have depressing moments and issues that do not get solved in your lives? Not only mental issues and spiritual issues but also, there are issues regarding career path, marriage, children, health, businesses and so on. There are many issues. God wants a genuine confession. He wants to communicate with you. At a time like this, we need to have a hopeful conversation like David. The psalmist shows well today about the communication of three kinds of conversations. We need to have hopeful conversations with neighbors. Let us look at verse 3. It says, "My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, where is your God?" Look at scars that we get from neighbors. While men say to me all day long, it means that we live this life with someone else. Now, in a difficult situation that David is in, the people that scar him could be family members or a close friend or a person that he knew well. We do not live by ourselves alone. We need to live together and a conversation that we share is extremely important. Compared to the pain that he was having, David was more scarred by the gossip that other people were talking, and he felt so much pain by that. While men say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" When David heard this, it has been said that my tears have been my food day and night. You could have experienced these kinds of things a lot. At times, when you failed, when you were sick, you could have heard people saying to you like this: "You were a good Christian, but why did you fail? Why isn't your business going so well?" When you hear things like these, it is a confession that these made a heart to be in more pain than issues that we faced. That is right. We need to encounter people well. A person meets another person and a family is made. A neighbor and a neighbor gathers together to form a community. In a community that lives together, people that you meet are neighbors. In a biblical point of view, people expect myself are neighbors. Through these people, without us realizing it, we get to experience that our life is controlled by these. Depending on the bowl that water is contained in, the shape changes. Likewise, without us realizing it, by people that we see, listen to and meet, our character gets shaped and we get to assimilate to the circumstances. So before God blessed Abraham, he told him to leave his hometown Ur of the Chaldees first. God said to Abraham, "I will make you a source of a blessing." That land was a city of idols. Whatever he could see, caused him not to think of God. He led him to sort out his conditions. Human beings cannot ignore the circumstances. Then, look around your neighbors that you meet. What kind of people are the people that you meet often? Are they people of faith or people that do not believe? Share a conversation of faith with neighbors. At times, when you felt very depressed, if you share a conversation with good people, you get courage, you get encouraged, strengthened, and it helps you to restore faith. In contrast, while sharing a conversation, there are times when your heart gets dark and when you are let down. If possible, share a conversation with people that are positive and that have faith. So, pray for two kinds of relationships. Firstly, when others meet you, pray that they would be able to say that it was so good that I met you. Because I met you, my perspective of life changed and my ideas about life changed. I was able to gain hope and restore faith. We need to become a person like this that others would be able to thank and feel that my presence is productive. The other one is we need to pray that I would also be able to meet a good person. If we meet people that have good faith, as we spend time with them, we see that we ourselves also get to change to be people of good faith without us realizing it. We need to pray for this kind of encounter. There is a key to be loved by people. First of all, talk about things that compliment them. Secondly, tell people about good things about them. Thirdly, share a positive conversation. The communication of a conversation will flow well. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will be able to spiritually influence your neighbors whoever you meet and that will spread holy faith onto others. We need to have hopeful conversations with our own selves as well. Let us look at verse 5. It says, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior." David presents himself from a second-person perspective. "O my soul, why are you downcast?" It seems that there is another party. But it is his confession towards himself. In fact, the closest person in the world is my own self. Before we make any decision, we all have a conversation with our own self. For example, a little child plays by her or himself. When this child is playing, just like there is another playmate, a child talks to herself or himself and plays like that. David said, "O my soul, why are you downcast?" There is a confession, put your hope in God. It seems that there is another person, but in fact, another party is himself. Whether we realize it or not, through our conversation with our own self, we made a decision in life. When we make these kind of conversations, we get to see two different stories. First of all, there are people that share a conversation with themselves in a negative way. It is an extremely scary thing. "I cannot do it. It is impossible." With the thought that is negative, the result of a conversation is a disappointment and despair. At last, we get to lost hope. At some point, Elijah was like that. Elijah that had so many talents, he was also chased after by King Ahab. Elijah got exhausted and under the broom tree, he sat down and was feeling hopeless. He even said, "Take my life away instead." Despair and depression have been said it is an illness that even reaches to death. The feature of people that kill themselves is that without them realizing it, they talk to themselves about things that are hopeless and depressing often. "I do not have hope. What would I do if I live?" Things like that. It has been said that they talk a lot about negative and dark things. If there are people around you that are like that, then we need to observe them and take care of them. It is easy to be tricked by Satan. After Satan caused Judah to commit a crime, Satan put into a heart of Judah the heart that caused him to blame himself, not repent. Satan caused Judah to judge himself and to kill himself. Do not be tricked by Satan. We need to change a negative conversation towards ourselves. We need to change our conversation that we share with ourselves to be a hopeful one. David made this confession to himself: "My soul, why are you so downcast? Why are you so disturbed within me?" It is a confession towards himself. Towards him, he shouted that he needs to put hope in God. Power that is positive is extremely important. It is because positivity begins from faith. Therefore, we need to lead our conversations with ourselves in a positive way. Positive people have success in life. We need to have positive ideas in life. We need to have hopeful conversations in us internally. The language has power. The things that we say, without us realizing it, they control our lives. Things that are depressing or negative cause our lives to be losers. Like, the web tangles the spider and restrains it. There is a person that leads life in a negative way by him or herself. People like this, without realizing it, they get to be attached to a negative idea. Like David, train your conversations so that these are hopeful for ourselves, towards ourselves. Continually, confess from our inside that we can share conversations in faith. Without realizing it, we would be able to experience an amazing change. We need to have a spiritual conversation with God continuously. Let us look at verses 6 and 8. Verse 6 says, "My God, my soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar." Verse 8 says, "By day the Lord directs his love, at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life." A spiritual conversation is a conversation that we share with God. David in verse 6 said, "My God, my soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you." He confessed that he remembers God first. Through prayer, David communicated the issues that he could not possibly solve by having a conversation with neighbors or himself. He received an answer. Prayer is not looking for a way, but it is looking for God. But the people of the world live by not knowing the third level dimension that looks for God. It is a spiritual conversation that we share with God. What kind of God is He? He is an Almighty God. He is the one that made the world. There is nothing that He cannot do. Life, death, happiness and sorrow, everything is under the control of God. If God opens, then things will open. If God lets things to rise up, things will arise. If God helps, then things are possible. We need to have a spiritual conversation with God. Like David, communicate with God. Especially, through prayer, communicate with God. Let us read verse 8. It says, "By day the Lord directs his love, at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life." Is there a difficulty and a storm in your life? Is your road blocked? You cannot see what lies ahead of you and it seems four walls are all blocked? Like David, pray to God of your life. In Psalms, chapter 118, verse 5, David said like this: "In my anguish I cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting me free." He confessed like that. The most foolish child worries about the issue by him or herself. If this child sees the issue, it could seem like a big issue. But if parents see it, it is nothing. If the child told parents, things are the ones that could have been solved right away. It is the same with faith. To God, it is nothing. Do not worry about things by yourself and confess to God. "God, I get depressed. I get worried. I am anxious. I do not know the way. I do not know the answer. Help me." Confess like this. God wants a genuine confession. God wants to communicate with you. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it is a time when we need to have hopeful conversations, whether it is in family or in the society. Our ruling and the opposition parties need to solve the issues of our nation by having conversations, and businesses need to arise again by having conversations with employees. Our economy needs to arise again. Regarding the twisted relationship of South and North Koreas, as well as the Korean-Japan relationship, we need to be able to live together if we are able to have conversations. Furthermore, we need to be able to communicate conversations well spiritually with God. Then we would be able to have peace in our hearts. There would be a true rest, and we would be able to experience receiving the wisdom of God, and that we would be able to experience God guiding our pathways. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.